Hello, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot and naturopath Margaret Jasinska, and we're talking to you today about an incredibly common problem, that of gallbladder dysfunction or gallbladder disease. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. Great to be with you again.
Yes. So, look, this is such an important area. We were just discussing that of all the emails we get from the Liver Doctor website, the problem of gallbladder disease really ranks the highest.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's because people are often in pain. They can be in significant pain, they're in discomfort every time they eat, and there's the risk of surgery, and not everyone wants to get their gallbladder out.
That's true. Indeed, I just saw a lady yesterday who was pregnant and her gallbladder was playing up, and pregnancy is a trigger factor for gallbladder disease because of the high hormone levels present in the body. It often aggravates gallbladder inflammation. And this poor lady, she had typical signs of gallbladder inflammation. She had pain in the right upper part of her abdomen and through to her lower right back, and also the right shoulder, the top of the right shoulder and the right shoulder blade. So it's interesting that gallbladder disease or gallstones or inflammation of the gallbladder can often present as pain in the shoulder, particularly the right shoulder, and no wonder patients get confused.
Yes, and poor lady, really, of all the discomforts of pregnancy, also to have a gallbladder that's playing up.
That's right, and sometimes you just have to have the gallbladder out, there's no doubt about it, if it's really causing severe pain or it's infected, or sometimes, you know, it's quite useless, and we can do a scan called a HIDA, H-I-D-A, HIDA scan, which will show you if your gallbladder is working or not. And if it's not working, well, it can be hard to get it functioning again. So it's a worthwhile test to have, the HIDA scan, to help you make a decision whether to have your gallbladder out. And Margaret Jasinska and myself have written an excellent book called Save Your Gallbladder Naturally and What to Do If You've Already Lost It. And a lot of people have already lost it, but they still continue to have the symptoms of gallbladder dysfunction. They may even have the same type of pain they had before the gallbladder was removed, and they have a lot of indigestion, they can't eat fatty foods, they may get a fatty liver after the gallbladder's out. So it's not necessarily a cure-all to have your gallbladder out. So, Margaret, it's so important, really, for people to understand what to eat to get rid of that horrible gallbladder pain and to actually help the production of bile from their liver to make healthy bile.
Exactly, that's right. Because if a person has a problem with their gallbladder, then it generally means that their liver isn't producing bile, which is very healthy. So your liver is what manufactures the bile, and the gallbladder is where it gets stored and it gets concentrated. Now, sometimes the bile can become too thick, and eventually that can lead to bile sludge. And if you have sludge for too long, eventually that can form stones. So with diet choices, we aim to make your bile more thin so that it can flow more easily, so it doesn't congest your gallbladder, and so to reduce stone formation.
Yeah, and one of the simple things you can do is to drink water. You know, a lot of people just have coffee and they hardly drink any water or fresh juices. So dehydration can be a risk factor for gallbladder disease. Also, if you eat a lot of sugar, that will definitely promote the formation of gallstones or deep fried foods.
Yes, the sugar and the carbs, if you have too many of them, it'll raise your triglycerides, and so the liver will be secreting excess fat into your gallbladder to try and get rid of it. And so you'll get thicker bile. And so people with high triglycerides and people with syndrome X often have gallbladder problems. And also dairy products can make your bile more thick. So reducing the amount of milk or cheese or cream that you have can also help.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it, that dairy products can increase the risk of gallstones and gallbladder inflammation. Do you know why?
Well, I think it's about making the bile thicker. You wrote about that also, Dr. Gabot, in your book, The Liver Cleansing Diet.
Yes.
Which was a bestseller. You wrote about how dairy products for some individuals aren't good for their liver or gallbladder.
That's right. And particularly people with blue eyes and that kind of white covering on the blue iris, and they often have white dots around the periphery of their iris. And this goes back to a naturopath who do iridology, which is looking at the iris to diagnose your weaknesses, your physical weaknesses. So it's a very old technique of diagnosis and it's a general guide. But in my many years of clinical medicine, I've noticed that it's often people with blue eyes who have the white dots around the periphery of the iris that are intolerant to dairy.
Yes. And something else that can help to make your bile more thin is apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
The malic acid in the apple cider vinegar helps.
Yes, that's true. Organic apple cider vinegar is excellent and you can have it in the middle of your meal. Avoid having it on an empty stomach because it's likely to cause discomfort, and it really is too strong for people with gastritis, which is an inflamed stomach. So I always say to people, have the organic apple cider vinegar on your salad or have one dessert spoon in the middle of your meal, and it will help you digest your food. And as Margaret said, it helps to thin the bile. And so does a raw juice made with ginger and grapefruit, perhaps a little bit of apple and carrot and something green. That's really going to help the production of a healthy bile.
Absolutely. Leafy greens and even the bitter leafy greens, like the really dark green lettuce leaves. Arugula is another great herb, and yes, parsley, basil, cilantro. All those dark green leaves are wonderful for your gallbladder.
Yes, and you can juice them if you don't like eating them in salads. I eat a lot of green leafy salads, so because I think it makes me feel great and it's good to my liver, and it detoxifies you eating a lot of green leafy stuff. But, you know, but specifically for people with a gallbladder problem, they often don't eat enough raw salads or raw vegetables. Have you noticed?
Absolutely, exactly, yes. Yeah. So, but they're quite motivated to change their habits though, because, you know, pain, discomfort, the threat of surgery, they're all good motivators.
That's right. So, Margaret, for somebody with gallbladder disease, what would be a good breakfast?
Well, look, I think that some eggs and vegetables are one option for breakfast. You could have boiled eggs or poached or scrambled, or you could make them into an omelette. You could perhaps save some leftover vegetables from dinner last night, or put some fresh spinach in there, broccoli, asparagus, any vegetables that you like. Hmm. And you can cook that in olive oil or coconut oil, because it is important to eat some fats still if you have a gallbladder problem. A lot of people mistakenly believe that they should get rid of all fat from their diet, but in fact that's the totally wrong thing to do, because fat helps the gallbladder to contract and to empty more thoroughly. So if you're not eating enough good, natural, healthy fats, it can actually worsen stones.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of doctors say to patients, well, after you've had your gallbladder out, you can eat whatever you like. And of course, they get sick again.
And they email us.
That's okay. We're here to help. But they can get stones forming in their bile ducts.
Yes.
Mm. And that's even more painful than having them in your gallbladder. But that's really interesting that, you know, you've got to eat healthy fats to make healthy bile, whether you've had your gallbladder out or not. And one thing that can help you to digest fats is ox bile. And we often recommend ox bile capsules, which can be taken in the middle of your meal and can make up for the deficiency of bile that's not being produced in your own liver.
Yes, absolutely. And in time helps to also soften and dissolve gallstones. Really, ox bile is absolutely essential for anyone that's wanting to help their gallbladder.
Yes, I think so. It makes a huge difference. You know, I've seen so many people with a lazy gallbladder or they've lost their gallbladder, and they say, I can't eat anything fatty, I get bloating, I get pain, I get diarrhea. I say, just take ox bile. And, you know, you might need one capsule, you might need two, you might need three. Take it in the middle of your meal, and they go, wow, this makes up for the bile that I can't produce myself. And just as a reminder, don't forget, we've got this wonderful book called Save Your Gallbladder Naturally and What to Do If You've Already Lost It, written by Margaret Jasinska and myself, and it contains really good ideas for you. And this is so important because I've seen so many people over the years who've had their gallbladder removed and yet they still continue to get the pain and they continue to get indigestion. They have a limited diet and, you know, they're very, very disappointed. You don't have to put up with it. You can take the ox bile, you can change your diet, and you can even eat plenty of healthy fats in your diet if you know the right fats and you take the ox bile.
And a liver tonic is really essential because yes. We have to take a step back and think, well, why did the gallbladder problem form in the first place?
Yeah.
There was a problem with the liver. So a good liver tonic is really necessary.
I agree. Take it every day. And so, you know, another idea you could have for breakfast, talking about breakfast, if you've got an irritable gallbladder or you've lost your gallbladder, you could have a homemade muesli with, say, some oats or LSA, which is linseeds, sunflower seeds and almonds, some ground up nuts, some chia seeds, some coconut milk and some fruit. What about that? That's healthy.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, and very appropriate for a warm morning. Like if yes. It's warm where you are or in summer or in spring, that's a really nice breakfast to have.
Yes. And, you know, if you're really doing a bit of a detox, you could just have a raw juice with 80% vegetables and 20% fruit. And you could just eat an apple. Apples are fabulous because they've got a lot of pectin and that helps to soothe the stomach and heal an inflamed gut.
And detoxify the gut as well. It binds with toxins that are in your gut and gets rid of them from your body.
Yes. And for lunch, you could have some gluten-free bread, if you like, but make sure it's low carb.
Yes, and lower GI. Like there are some more protein-based breads or paleo breads or bread that's made with buckwheat flour.
Yes.
Really, it's not fantastic to eat a lot of bread that's based on white rice or potato flour because they really have a high sugar content.
That's right. And don't forget to have some more raw foods, some salad. You can have a nice dressing with cold-pressed olive oil and apple cider vinegar or freshly squeezed lime and lemon and grapefruit. Have some protein, perhaps some eggs. The best cheese, if you want a little bit of cheese, would be feta cheese. But don't have too much because, as we said, in some people, dairy products can really aggravate the gallbladder.
Yeah, so best to use a small amount really just as a condiment to make your meal more interesting and tasty.
Yes, and you could have canned fish, sardines or salmon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quick, it's easy, it's healthy.
And avocado, a very healthy fat. We should eat plenty of avocado because it's got vitamin E and it's also easily digested. And it's got the healthy omega fats. So avocado is a good thing to have. You could also have leftover roast chicken.
Absolutely. Mm. With some veggies or with a salad, always try and have a lot of vegetables whenever you're having protein foods.
Yes, I agree. And at night you could have some fish or steak or lamb chops or stew. Lots of vegetables once again. What else would you suggest?
I'd put a lot of herbs and spices in that stew because they have enormous health benefits.
Yes, bone broth too. You can make bone broth and freeze it and use that as a base for your soups.
Absolutely. It makes them so much tastier and you'll get the gut healing benefits.
Yes. So lots of vegetables, plenty of protein and everything natural. Try and stay away from packaged foods, which has got a lot of preservatives and added sugar. So it really is important to look after your liver and the bile ducts even after you've had your gallbladder out because the incidence of fatty liver goes up after you've had your gallbladder removed. And also you can get stones that will form in the liver. They form in the bile ducts that still exist throughout the liver after your gallbladder is removed.
Yes, and that can be scary and more serious, so you really want to take care of yourself.
Yeah, and it can form cysts in the liver, and this can be painful. So the wonderful thing about the liver, including the bile ducts, is it's able to repair itself and renew healthy tissue. If you take a good liver formula, some selenium, or a lot of liver formulas do contain the extra selenium, which is a wonderful mineral for healing the liver. You can take some extra NAC or N-acetylcysteine that also helps to heal the liver, and use the ox bile to make sure that you digest fat and you absorb it, because fat is so important for your immune system and your brain. So, I think we've taught you a lot.
Hope so.
Yeah. Now, you can't always keep your gallbladder. It's good to try, but you may have a gallbladder that doesn't work anymore. So remember, you can have a HIDA scan to see if it's functioning. And if you have any more questions, you can email us from liverdoctor.com. You can also get our book, Save Your Gallbladder Naturally, and take care of your liver and gallbladder so that you can have more energy and slim down and feel wonderful, because the liver really is the organ of longevity. Thanks for listening, and we'll be in touch with you soon with more fascinating information on your liver.
Thank you. Bye-bye.